This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
We can breathe. Everybody's getting better. That means that we're all driving a lot more now. And, of course, what did they do to us? We're getting out of our houses and our, you know, getting out of our man caves or she sheds and getting out of our shells, whatever you'd like to, however you'd like to call your cave. And what do they do to us? They keep upping the price of fuel on us, causing us to stay, go back into our caves. It's about the only time in my life where, in fact, where's the gallons that I just purchased? It's like a slot machine. The numbers just keep going up and up, causing us to maybe think about electric. Good to have you along. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. It's a pleasure and honor to be with you each and every week on Auto World. Each and every day, actually, because my email, Auto World Radio, is good each and every day. And I welcome you to use that email to email me at any one point in time. And, of course, with that means that your information is very helpful for all of us. Good or bad. And your information is where we all learn from it. And that's why we go to the email bag each and every hour of Auto World, because when I climb into the email bag, those are all new emails for me. Eddie, the engine emailer, he takes care of it here. You email us at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Throughout the week, we get some, and of course, getting more and more because of here I am talking about it live, and that means that I'm promoting you to email us. Email me with your concerns, car stories, questions, your information, trivia, your own trivia throughout your life, and the stories you have about maybe gas prices and what kind of cars you've owned, your first car, your last car, your lemon car, your good car, your cheap car, your most expensive car you've ever purchased that you hate. Maybe we might change that up and say, what's the largest car or truck payment you've ever had in your life? I was shocked the other day when, in fact, lady asked me, she says, through another person, through the network, she says, my own network here, and she says, Mark, I just purchased a brand new vehicle. And I said, you did? Well, how do you like it? She says, oh, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. It's the best vehicle I've ever purchased. That's the story I like to hear. I said, well, what is it? She says, it's the Jeep four-door pickup. I said, well, how do you like that? That's a pretty new model. I just love it, I love it. And it's only $1,000 a month payment. Well, that's when you found me, literally, I was laying on the ground at that time. I passed out. And then I got up and I said, $1,000 a month for a vehicle? She says, yeah, and I love it. How much is your insurance? I just come around and said, how much is your insurance? And she says, well, I don't know. I don't really care. I just need to have full coverage on it. So how much is your full coverage insurance? And add that to a $1,000 bill, and you say to yourself, and you've got to put fuel in it to be able to drive it down the street. Wow. That's some real cold cash right there. And it's cold, isn't it? Good to have you along. You're the star of the show. I'd love to hear from you at all times. Here, since 1992, the phone number has not changed. 855-660-4261. With that, let's go to one of our great charter members, Sonny down in Ocala, Florida. Sonny, there.
Hi. I got two items here. Number one, you were talking about the Indianapolis 500, and I think it was all the way up until near 70. One of the biggest engines or the most successful engines that were in cars that always consistently won the race was the Offenhauser. Four-cylinder engine, mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, about 220 cc's per piston or something like that, inches, cubic inches. per piston that, now.
that was crazy, and that was his last name too, Offenhauser.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Racer
at heart, wasn't he?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Last time I saw one racing was at the when the Pocono racetrack first opened up, and they were having time trials there. And I couldn't, we stood up in the stands, but so you couldn't find this, there was no means of getting the information, really. But that Offenhauser could really tear up a track. Offenhauser's a powered car.
Yeah.
The other thing is, you talk about electric cars and hybrids and stuff. Well, you got one there called the Owens Magnetic, 1898 through 1904.
One of the first, huh?
Well, it had an engine in it. I think it was a six-cylinder that turned something resembling an armature. And the drive shaft had the windings around that would go around an armature. And supposedly that worked.
Pretty smart, wasn't it?
The only thing was the batteries were still, in their infancy. You had your glass-celled battery cases. And the funny thing about where the battery was put, I think he might have gave Ford the idea, was right under the driver's seat. There was a little door in where the running board was. You can open that door up and gain access to the batteries.
Yeah, and the batteries were underneath the driver's butt there, weren't they, Sonny, for quite a few years?
Yeah, under the floor, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We were sitting on top of sulfuric acid.
and then the other one, you talk about Offenhauser could turn out somewhere around 6,000 to 8,000 RPM. And I think it's Honda or Ferrari or whatever, they had in Formula One, their cars could crank up 19,000 RPM, 20,000 RPM.
Yeah, that's some spinning going on, isn't it?
Yeah. No, that's why you ever listen to the or watch the like the Le Mans, 24 Hours of Le Mans in Monaco or something like that. They're screaming the engines. You can't hear an engine like you would hear a V8. I mean, these things are unreal.
Yeah, it really is. Now, what kind of oil, Sonny, do you think they were running? What brand, I guess?
Well, for the Owens and Offenhauser, I'd say Pennsylvania State oil. So we invented it where they found oil.
Yeah, before
oil. Oil.
Yeah, before we started putting name brands on them, of course. Yeah.
Well, yeah. My first cars, I always burned the Pennsylvania oil. What the hell was the brand?
Was it Pins oil or?
No, it was.
No.
Oh.
The Chevron, not Chevron, but Standard.
No, I forget exactly the exact name, but I know it was Pennsylvania oil.
Pure Pennsylvania, 100%. Yeah. Sonny, what was your first car that you purchased, your very first one?
1957 Chevy.
Oh, a little two-door, huh? A truck or a car?
The car. The only thing was a four-door, but I had the hard top, and I had the Continental kit in the back and the skirts.
Yeah. Yep.
Everything
pretty
on it,
good.
And a 283 engine in there.
What color?
It was blue, that Chevy blue with a white top. The Continental kit was white, the trim and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty car. Do you miss it?
In a way, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and, that back in those days, there was zero electronics. The only electronics, I guess you could call it, was the generator generating the lights and the gauges on the dash, huh?
Yeah, well,
no engine light.
You talk about cars. One of the first really I thought was a good car that I wore, a special car, I call it, was the Pontiac Le Mans Limited.
Yeah, they were good.
I bought it in 73. In December of 73, we had the oil embargo. And that's when I operated on the car to make sure it got better than 10 miles to the gallon.
We're going to take a short break, Sonny. Thanks for calling from Ocala, Florida. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Good to have you along, folks, riding shotgun with me. Right here from the Greasy Garage Studio and live from Boise, Idaho. Appreciate you being here coast to coast. We're nationwide, and the more the merrier. Absolutely. We learn from each other. And a lot of you have always said here on Auto World from the Greasy Garage Studio that email-wise or your phone calls, you might feel that your problem or your challenge you have on your car, your noise, your smell, the thing is pulling to the right. You know, that thing called the car, the truck. We all have the same problems, and we all can be fixed. They really can. It's a matter of fact, the hardest job you have is finding the trustworthy mechanic or technician. Some of you, have realized that. How do you find a good mechanic or a good technician? I want to point one thing out to you. Look for the little blue ASE star. It's a little blue star. It has ASE, Automotive Service Excellence. Those mechanics, those technicians, male or female, doesn't matter, have to take tests to be able to get that patch, to get that certification up on the wall that's framed. I hope they frame them, put them in the waiting room. See, when you first walk into an automotive repair shop or a transmission shop, windshield shop, tire shop, brake shop, look for those certificates on the wall, and you have just now found yourself the treasure. Yep. You don't need to get wet. Go down to the bottom of the ocean to find the treasure. You just found it right there. Before we go in, it's time to go into the email bag. Before we go, I want to read an email that just came in from John in Boise. I believe John might be... John, are you listening here, to Auto World here on KBOI, AM 670, ? You just say John Boise. He says, Mark, either your trivia question was misstated or Suzanne was wrong. The first active four-wheel steer vehicle was the Nissan Skyliner R31. However, the first sold in the United States, he has those words bold, the first sold in the United States was the Honda Prelude. John, Boise. John, I appreciate that. I do. Again, I welcome all emails. Absolutely. Now, I don't know about the Nissan Skyliner, the R31. I appreciate the information. Was that the... Absolutely, the Honda Prelude was the first in the United States. And thank you for saying that again. And that's why we're sending out some gifts to Suzanne there in Forks, Washington. Absolutely. If you have any more information about the Nissan Skyliner R31, I absolutely would appreciate it. Send it to me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Thank you, John, too. Got some great gifts for you, too. So if you'd like to, please send me an email address out that I can get some detailed gifts out to you to keep your car good and clean, detailed inside and out from Meguiar's and Mother's and Solution Finish. And oh, yes, I have a surprise also in there that I'm going to send out this week, teaching everybody that is part of the show. And, John, you are now a charter member of Auto World. That means you are no charge. Appreciate you, John. Thanks. Let's go into the email bag. It's time. Oh, my God. Dig in there. Thank you, Eddie, the engine emailer, for handing me the email bag. These are all new emails, of course. I have not read them at all, so that means they're all fresh and new. Thank you, Eddie, the engine emailer here at Auto World Plaza, for doing it for us. Okay, it says, and if you do not want me to read it live on the air, just, state that you do not want me to read it live, but I'll still help you. Absolutely. This one I can read, so let's read it. Mark, please read my email live on the show, okay? I received your email about my car problem and just wanted to thank you. What you suggested worked. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Your knowledge saved me a ton of money. Thanks for being here for us. Dell, listening to you every week and on your podcast on 98.7 FM here in Corpus Christi, Texas. Well, let's do a shout-out to one of our great affiliates. Shout-out! Woo! Yeah! Shout out to KEYS 98.7 FM and 1440 AM, Portland, Mathis, Alice, Corpus Christi, Texas, and everyone in between the towns and the other towns. Thank you. Well, Dell, I appreciate that. I do appreciate that. I'm trying to think. I help a lot of folks, so I might have to, on the break here, I'll go back and see how our which. In fact, I'm thinking here, I've got to go back in and find out how I helped you. I know I saved you a ton of money, but how? There's our shout-out horn. We're going to go back in the emails and find out how I helped Dale and what kind of direction in his car or truck. And Dale, thank you for the shout-out. I do appreciate that. It means so much to me and the crew here at Auto World. And 45 years of having a couple 2-3 scars and on the body for, you know, fixing cars and heating it all up. That's what it's all about. You know, I mean, burning your hands on exhaust manifolds to learn it for you folks. Thanks, Dell. Appreciate it. Now, you know, the Indianapolis 500 qualifying time is happening right now, of course. And, you know, one thing about it, I was talking about speed, 231 to 200. They're reaching 231 to 240 miles per hour. Willpower just hit 231.5. They're after pole position. That means that they want to be the first in the first of the lineup. That's pole position to be able to start the race. Their motors are running 11,900 RPMs. And I just want to, you know, do a little comparison. Why not? Before we get to the most expensive car that's ever sold in the world, a little fast facts here at Auto World. You know, 11,900 RPMs is what an Indianapolis 500 car goes. Well, you know the Boeing 777 airplane that a lot of you have been on and flew on? Their takeoff speed to get that big bird in the air is 165 miles an hour. And, you know, Amtrak, top speed, 150 miles an hour. So they're doing 231 to 240 miles per hour to go around that track, 500. Indianapolis, 500. The most expensive car sold, folks, this last week, it was a 1955 Mercedes-Benz. Just came the world's most expensive car sold at an auction. Yep. Who sold it? R.M. Sotheby's sold it. They did. It came across the block. And in fact, there's a lot of numbers. You know, you hear 142 million, 143 million, 146 million. So I'm scratching my head. What did it sell for? So I went right into the source and found out that, in fact, it's euros. It sold for, when you watch the auction and you see the gentleman put the hammer down, sold 135 million euros. If you do the comparison, you know, euros versus the United States dollars, what that is, here's the number. 142,503,975 U.S. dollars. So, but, you know, a little under $143,000. Mercedes-Benz, you know, it's known for speed and design. This is only two of them that were built. Two of them. That's it. Mercedes-Benz Museum, Stuttgart, Germany. They released it, sold it, put it up on the block. And when we come back from a break, I got a little more history on this car. And what was the second? This is the very first. But who was the runner-up on the number one selling car in the United States and the world? Excuse me. This is Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The first international shipment of baby formula will soon be available to help ease a nationwide shortage.
It would take approximately 2 weeks for the normal commercial process to work. As a result of the United States military's involvement, we're going to get this here in a matter of days.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack saying the first batch from Operation Fly Formula landed in Indiana Sunday aboard an Air Force C-17 cargo plane from Germany. More of your tax dollars heading to Ukraine. The United States is sending $40 billion in security and humanitarian aid to the country. The White House saying President Biden signed the legislation while on his trip to Asia. The president is now in Japan on the second leg of his first trip to Asia since taking office. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, a veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, great nutritional company, based on 90 for Life. 90 essential nutrients, all vertebrates, whether you're a wombat, an elephant, a giraffe, an ostrich, a human being, a monkey, a cow, a dog, or a cat, doesn't matter. All vertebrates require 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. They help prevent birth defects. There are no genetic birth defects. That's my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of the National Treasure. There are no genetically transmitted diseases. They're all nutritional deficiency diseases. That's what my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of the National Treasure. I want you to get on the 90 for Life program, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, and don't forget the Rebound or sports drink. And don't forget, you need your immune system because of all this pandemic virus stuff going around. And so contact us at usaradiohealth.com. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Is running great.
What a great feeling to have all of you here. I got the foot on the gas. We're going 100 miles an hour. We're in the second hour of Auto World here each and every week. It's a pleasure to have you join me. I'm Mark Evans, the host. Many years, 45-plus years of enjoying the automotive industry. Yes, some days it's been long and greasy and hot and sweaty, etc. But, you know, when you're getting right down to it, it's the diagnostic time that gives the technicians and the mechanics the headache. You know, we're always getting asked, what is it? What is it? What do I do? What do I replace? That's the hardest part of the whole entire, can we call it a game? No. It's got to be fun. You know, that's the only thing about a mechanic and technician, being a technician and being in the field, and you are too. You're fixing your own cars more than likely, hopefully, to save a dollar, and you're listening to save a dollar, is the joy of, it's kind of like riding the mountain bike up the hill. All hot, sweaty, pain. Breathing heavy, but the glory of coming down the hill and feeling the air in your face, the speed, the torque of that mountain bike pushing and letting you go, that's what it's all about. So getting behind the steering wheel when you get it all fixed, it's a joy. Makes you feel good. That's what it's all about here on Auto World. Appreciate you joining us. Got a little trivia here on this, the car that is now the most expensive car ever sold, RM Sotheby's did it, and private collector. Whose identification won't disclose that yet. Sooner or later, we'll probably find out. But the good thing about this is that, because again, it's sold for, it's a 1955 Mercedes-Benz 300 SL, very special coupe. It sold for 135 million euros, which is $142,503,975 U.S. dollars. The best part about this winning bid, it's the first and the second place. Nearly three times as large as the previous record for a car sold at the auction, a 1962 Ferrari 250 GTO. It sold for more than $48.4 million, setting the previous record at the R.M. Sotheby's auction in 2018, folks. So as we go along in life, the numbers are going up. Mercedes-Benz Group, AG, which was owned, they've owned the rare car since it was built decades ago, said it would use the money to launch a fund for scholarships in environmental science. Let's give them a hand. That is some great news. That's what I'm talking about right there. That's the reason why Auto World's here. That's the reason why I'm talking about, and that's the reason why we're all here. Using the car world, the auto world, to make our environment better. Hands go up and salute you to the person who bought it and purchased it. Thank you for spending that almost $143 million. Got a little trivia for you talking about times and how things happen with car parts. After I do the trivia here, I got a little car part story myself to talk to you about this last week that just happened that I've never experienced in 45 plus years that happened to me. But here's some neat car bumper trivia on the second hour of Auto World this week. You know the pull tab, the little pull tab that's on top of the aluminum cans that we all buy pop or beer or whatever kind of juice you buy, you pop that top on that water, whatever you have. Well, the pull tab for the pop top can was invented in 1959 by Ermo Fraze, who, after forgetting a can opener at a picnic, was forced to open his beer can using a car bumper. Congratulations to the car bumper. It was metal back then and chrome. Yes. And, of course, as you know, he earned millions from it. All because of a car bumper. Made it tough for him. Where's the car bumper on your car today? Do you have one? Nope, not there. It's a bumper cover. And boy, do they cost some money. Whew, big time money. To the point of no return. Get a little scratch, and what do you get? Well, you get a very expensive paint job. What's underneath that bumper cover? Some hard, densitive type of styrofoam, causing it to absorb the impact. It's time right now. I want to get you to, in fact, something that before we, when we come back, we're going to get and give you some prices of the 10 of the cheapest cars for 2022. I'm going to give you six, since we missed three of them there at the first hour, but I'm going to give you six starting at the top. And on the third hour of Auto World, we're going to find out what brand and what the number is on the cheapest price-wise automobile that's out there today. You'll be surprised. But right now, for you Land Rover fans, yeah, you know the Land Rover. They're out there. They've been out there for many, many, many years. Well, the new Land Rover Defender 130, they're calling it, is an unstoppable 8-seat Explorer, folks. Things have changed. They're going to debut the 8-seat Defender 130. That's what the model is. Here in just a couple more days. 8-seat. Are they trying to compete? Is Land Rover trying to compete with the Expedition and the Suburban now? Or are they just providing for all of us something for our families in a different make and model? It's an epic all-terrain adventure for up to 8 people, of course, possible with the new Defender 130. Land Rovers is an unstoppable four-wheel drive family. I mean, this you know, they've had them in Africa and all through. I've watched them where these people have put the upgrades on them and all, and put the air snorkel. You got to have air coming in the engine for it to breathe. So the air snorkel's way above the top, and they're going and submerging the whole entire vehicle. There's actually on the internet, as everything's on the internet, you'll be able to see a Land Rover going through a lake. That's the only thing you see. You see the driver climbing out of the cockpit, standing on the window channel while the vehicle goes underneath, and all you see is him and, of course, the air snorkel. Wow. Well, the new Defender 130, it'll be ready. It has it'll hold eight people. Sits eight people with no problem. There's so many creature features, as I call them, that I could talk for an hour on this Land Rover. No need to. Founded in 1948, Land Rover designs and engineers its vehicles in the United Kingdom. For over 70 years, the brand was built in reputation for providing with some of the most luxurious and capable vehicles in the world, folks. Driving through, of course, the heart of the city, or, of course, like I just said, traversing underneath the lake. Or on a countryside road, picking up maybe, picking some, you know, asparagus, or maybe even going to the wineries. The lineup today is the Defender. That's one model. The Discovery and the Discovery Sport. You have the Range Rover, the Range Rover Sport. The Range Rover is also one that's been around for many years. And in fact, yes, I've worked on quite a few of them. That tells you one thing. But they've changed, just like a lot of other brands. You know, one thing I want to kind of point out here is that even though all of us might be more than 30 years old, what's out there today, as you know, like the Land Rover, let's use the Land Rover company. Back in the day, they didn't have all the bells and whistles, you know, figured out, and everything wasn't quite ironed out all the way yet. So we had problems with them. A lot of problems. And as a mechanic technician working on them, I know a lot of those type of problems. But today I don't work on them. I don't see a lot of problems with those. I really don't. So they do have it ironed out. And, you know, it's amazing to think that you submerge an engine and a transmission, a rear end and a front differential down underneath the lake and then just drive right out of the thing. Is that going a little bit too far? I think so. I don't think a lot of us are going to be swimming with our vehicle. When we come back, I've got the cheapest automobiles, price-wise, coming from the bottom all the way up to the top. We're going to find out who is the cheapest priced-wise vehicle there is right here on Auto World. From Boise, Idaho Live, thanks for joining me. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style. I'm gonna drive everybody wild. Cause I'll have the only one there is around.
Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac. Come on. This is the Cottonmouth and Negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up.
Yeah, sometimes we need to go to the factory to get those best prices, don't we? Oh, how many of you, raise your hand, how many of you purchased a new or used car here in the last 3 months? Oh, I see quite a few arms up. Yeah, quite a few hands, yes. I know a lot of you have because, well, the supply is down. We can't find cars. Things have changed. Things are changing, of course, as they always will. I have got for you today here on Auto World 10 of the cheapest new cars for 2022. This is the price, folks. This is the price of the automobiles. We're going to start at the highest price and then go on down to the lowest price. And you'll hear that here in the next hour of Auto World. Of course, as you know, last summer the average price for a new car, this average price, hit $40,000. By December, the number had inflated to a bank account rattling to the point it rattles all bank accounts, $47,077. It was from last December. It's a perfect storm, of course, for the supply shortages and pandemic, all the parts we can't get, of course, for the automobiles. I've run into that just trying to fix people's and customers and clients and friends' cars. Well, here they are. Let's start at the Nissan Sentra. This is 10. This is number 10 on the list, Nissan Sentra. They knock your socks off with excitement, of course, as you know. 60 miles is 0-60 in 8.9 seconds. Nissan Sentra's been around for quite some time. Here's the price, $20,635. Now, why not add in and help you with the miles per gallon? Because this is what means everything to us anymore is fuel right now, fuel economy. Combined city, highway, of course, all in one. The combined is literally 29 miles per gallon. Okay? 29 miles per gallon. It's got a 5-year warranty, 60,000 mile. Now let's go to number 9. The number 9 is a Kia Soul. Kia Soul. How many of you have one of those? Price on that is $20,505. Combined on that is 25 miles a gallon, but they up the ante at 10-year, 100,000 mile warranty. Then you have the Hyundai Sumcot Compact, $20,245. And, you know, it's even 2.4 seconds quicker than the Toyota C-HR. Wow, that's fast. $20,245, a combined fuel economy on that, miles per gallon, is 30 miles per gallon. And the Kia Forte is the next down the list, $20,115. It looks like they're all wrapping themselves around that $20,000 bill. Kia Forte is 147 horsepower inline four, and that it has a larger gas tank. It's got an estimated fuel economy of 41 miles per gallon. That's not too shabby. Yep, it has a larger gas tank than the Honda Civic and or the Volkswagen Golf. $20,115. Let's go on down the line. The Subaru Impreza. I just ended up putting a drive shaft, a CV joint drive axle shaft in it for a customer. And not too hard to work on by any means. It's got 152 horsepower, flat four in it. Five-speed manual transmission, and the price on the Subaru Impreza, going down the list to the number one cheapest automobile on the road for 2022, the Subaru Impreza comes in at $19,790. Now, you're going to hear more. We're going to go down the third hour. We're going to be going down the list to the number one cheapest car for 2022. And that is what we need to know, because what happens when we're out shopping, do you ever really study that? Well, you're going to hear it right here on Auto World. Here's some news that just came out here not too long ago, too. What a peach of a deal. Congratulations to Savannah, Georgia. Congratulations. For what? Well, Hyundai is building a brand new $5.5 billion EV battery manufacturing complex real close to Savannah. So you folks there, congratulations. That's going to employ quite a few more of you. And they are going to spend $5.5 billion to set up an EV manufacturing complex near Savannah, Georgia. And they confirmed this last Friday. Yep. This is some news here. That money. What's that money buy us? It's an EV factory and batteries. They're planning on basically having a capacity to assemble, folks, 300,000 electric vehicles every single year out of that plant. That's some serious building. EV automobiles are here. The facility, give you an idea what kind of $5.5 billion buys. The facility will take up about 3,000 acres along the Interstate 16, about 250 miles, I believe, southeast of Atlanta. The automaker, here's the number, they're expecting to hire 8,100 of you for the complex. 8,100 folks. Congratulations. United States, we rock. The plant will produce vehicles for all three of the South Korean carmakers' brands, Hyundai, Kia, and Genesis. Isn't that just give you a nice warm feeling? We're in the United States. 8,100 more people are going to be hired building automobiles. The Hyundai brand currently produces, if you did not know this, three of the all-electric models. The Kona EV is a battery electric version of the automaker's subcompact SUV lineup. It's also offered in conventional gas powertrain. How many of you own that car? And they, of course, got they debuted the hybrid, the plug-in and all-electric variants of it. But how many? It's a skateboard platform, folks. If you don't know, the Genesis is a skateboard platform, and it's shared with, of course, the Kona. But the skateboard platform is, you know, looks like a skateboard. You stand on that skateboard like we did as kids. Well, that's the battery. And off you go. Put some wheels on it. That's the battery. Now, as I'm working on gas vehicles, how many do you have? How many of you have the Kona EV? Raise your hand. Call in. Here's my phone number right here. Since 1992, 855-660-4261. Email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Love to hear from you. Throughout the week, if you're listening on a station that takes us in a different time slot and a different day, call that phone number I just said, and you don't get an answer, email me. Because you're delayed, you're listening on a different time schedule, and that's okay. I appreciate that affiliate taking us. I stay in touch with you through email at all points of the day and every hour. Now, I'm not going to get in touch with you at 3 o'clock in the morning, but I'll definitely look at your time schedule, your time where you're at, and we'll get in touch and we'll talk about it. But absolutely, folks, it's changing, and Polestar's now coming out. I've got some news on the third hour about Polestar and who is Polestar. You're going to find out on the third hour, definitely. And also, I've got, again, you can start ordering this vehicle in July. So stay tuned. You're going to find out what brand that is. And I have something for you. Well, this car this gentleman has something for you that I'm going to announce him, and you're going to find out the little car with a smile on the front. You can figure that out. What is it? I know you own them because they've been around forever. The little car with a smile on the front. And we're going to get to, of course, the cutting-edge air purification technology that a car brand has come out with that keeps you smelling good, clean air so you do not get sick inside the cabin of your car. You'll see that. Go over to my Facebook page, Mark Evans. You'll see that photo there. The driver's side is clean. The passenger side's got dirty air going through. You also, I'm going to share with you a little story about that little Ford Bronco, those pictures that we put up on Facebook. Auto World Radio is our Facebook page. Also Mark Evans, and then my Instagram account is Auto World Media. Head on over and take a look. I do want to say thank you for following me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, also our website, autoworldmedia.com. Podcast-wise, you can always go back and listen to me on podcast. Absolutely. I invite you to go over. All you have to do is Google Auto World Mark Evans. And I have another recall for you. Something to do about parking outside again. Fire! Fire!
It's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, dear.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.